Miss the conversation? Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
The weekend is almost here. It is 22:03, just actually 18 minutes to 3, which means we're in the second half of the day. So the weekend is really getting closer. We're starting to rev up towards 3 o'clock. And we've picked out another bumper crop of entertainment offerings to keep you occupied. So we begin with a podcast recommendation from our producer, Rafiq Wahid. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Over 7 billion people in the world, we all have one thing in common. Every day, we all get dressed.
Welcome to Dressed, the History of Fashion, a podcast where we explore the who, what, when of why we wear.
Sticking with the theme of fashion and design for today's recommendation, I've picked out a fashion-related podcast to help get us looking stylish this winter. Dressed, the History of Fashion, is regarded as one of, if not the gold standard of fashion podcasting. Hosted by Cassidy Zachary and April Callahan, this series has built a loyal audience with its eclectic lineup of deep dives into fashion, past and present. Dressed is the ideal entry point for those looking to expand their fashion knowledge as they discuss key moments in the history of style.
We live in a time where we have fast fashion, and I think it's interesting to remind ourselves how costly clothing has been in the past. And then I also was very interested in exploring why the 1930s was such a period of creativity exploding in shoe design. And part of it is that because sometimes women couldn't afford a completely different outfit, they would then accessorize. And so it's in this period that Ferragamo introduces the wedge. It's when the platform is brought back into fashion since the 16th century. Sandals actually come into fashion for the first time almost since antiquity. But these are radical changes in shoe architecture.
All 351 episodes of Dressed, the History of Fashion, can be found wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thanks, Rafiq Wahid, for that clip on podcast. Sounds very interesting. I'm definitely going to tune into that. Next, we head to the movies, and we'll have a quick chat with movie critic and reviewer Gail Edmonds. Welcome to the show. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Bianca.
What's happening? What's showing at the moment?
Ah, well, the thing is that it's a bit thin on the week with this week with new releases, but I do think that there's certain movies that you can wait till they come on the TV, and there's some you should definitely see on the big screen. And I think if you haven't been to see the 28th movie in the Marvel Universe, which is Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, then you should definitely get on with it. If you haven't seen the other 27 films, then, well, I can't help you with that. But
do you have to, though?
You've been doing with your time.
You better get busy. Tell me, do you have to have seen the other ones or not?
You know what? I have actually seen them all once or twice, so I can't. I actually think you do need to have some understanding of what you're being plunged into. I feel like just going in blind, you may find it a bit confusing. However, saying that, I did take a trio of teenage girls with me, and one of them hadn't watched it before and still enjoyed it.
But Benedict Cumberbatch is in it, so, you know.
Well, I was just going to say, it's possible to enjoy a movie with Benedict Cumberbatch in it, even if you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So. Okay, so tell us a little bit about it.
So basically, Doctor Strange, this one fits sort of after the last Spider-Man movie. And basically, he's wiggled with the multiverses, and he comes across a young woman. She's a new character introduced into this movie called America Chavez, and she is a multiverse walker. So in each multiverse, we all have a version of ourselves, but America is only one person within the entire multiverse. And someone's trying to steal her incredible power, and that someone is the Scarlet Witch, who's played by Elizabeth Olsen.
Okay, so she's the older sister of the Olsen twins, right?
Yeah. Yes, indeed, and she is the Scarlet, and she's fantastic as the, and she's written as a very sympathetic villain. I mean, she's a very scary villain in this, but also with sort of sympathetically written. And the whole thing is very, it's absolutely magnificent from a CGI point of view. The story is well put together. It really is well worth watching. And I do, and it has a little interesting note. You have to stay, if you're a Marvel fan, you know this, into the credits. And at the halfway point of the credits, it is worth staying because you will find our own Charlize Theron making her Marvel debut as a new character in an upcoming film.
Ooh.
So there is that to look forward to. And you have to tell people to wait because often you see people leaving the cinema and you think, where are you going? Have you never watched a Marvel movie before? But
oh,
yeah.
Wow. So there's a little insider info.
Yeah, exactly. And you must see it on the big screen, I think. I don't think this one works on TV, frankly.
Okay, great. So that is Doctor Strange, the Marvel movie. What else?
Okay, so the other one that I think is fun to watch on the big screen is The Lost City, also a nice family film, so sort of over 13-year-olds. And that's the new Sandra Bullock movie where she's a romance novelist who usually spends all her time locked in her house, but she sort of wanders out to do a publicity tour with the rather handsome Channing Tatum, who is the model who does the covers of her books. But he is not exactly a hero. But the two of them end up on this wild adventure. And
Is it funny?
It's very funny. I have to say, there's some. And you know who they wanted? They wanted Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Because they had very good chemistry in The Proposal a few years back.
Yes.
But he wasn't available for this. But Channing Tatum, he's not quite the comic actor that Ryan Reynolds is. So you could see the potential for this film could have been higher with Ryan Reynolds.
Interesting.
But saying that, it does work quite well. And she's a very good comedic actress. So she holds it very well together. And there's a very nice little role that Brad Pitt takes in this where he is hilarious. So it's well worth seeing for that. And of course, Daniel Radcliffe, who we all know better as Harry Potter, is sort of the villain of the piece. So there's a lot of little bits and pieces that make this one worth an outing.
I mean, it's quite star-studded, isn't it? These small cameo roles with these big, you know, big actors.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It sounds
well
like a fun, light movie. So that's a good one. Okay, and what about what's coming up? What have we got to put pencil in?
Well. Okay, so for next Friday, global release, so the whole world next Friday will be exposed to Tom Cruise's sequel to Top Gun, Maverick.
Okay, yes.
Bear in mind that the first one, I mean, I don't know about you, I can vaguely remember him and Kelly McGillis on a motorbike. That's about it.
And that was, I remember the theme song, like flying in the danger zone or something like that.
Kenny Loggins, that's the one. You got it.
Yeah.
6 years ago. So that's good. That's good piece of memory work right there. I was 14 years old when this first movie came out, which we all remember Tom Cruise was just emerging then.
You know, he was hot.
In risky business.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
And those aviators and that other one, was it Goose or something? Yeah?
Yes, yeah. It was Val Kilmer was the Iceman.
Yes.
And then there was Goose as well, and that was Anthony Edwards.
Amazing. So is this anything anyway. Like that? Is it nostalgic in any way for us teens who had that in our teens?
It totally is. I think it's very nostalgic. I think it's a bit of a sort of rework of we're the ones who are going to get most of the jokes. That's what I suspect.
Okay.
But I haven't yet seen it, so I admit that I haven't seen it yet. But
okay.
But they haven't invited Kelly McGillis back to the cast. And instead, the love interest is played by Jennifer Connelly.
Okay.
Mm.
She'll do.
Kelly McGillis now says that she's actually said in an interview that she says she's too old and fat to do this now. She said, you know, it's not what Hollywood's about. So she was quite frank about it because she's 65 now. And I think, you know, she, unlike Tom Cruise, who apparently has a love affair with Botox.
Yeah.
I think, you know, he turned 60 on July the 3rd. And I mean, you have to hand it to him.
Oof.
He's doing a good job, whatever he's doing.
And he seems to do all his own stunts. So he really is quite a freak of nature, really.
He is, actually. Yeah. He really, really is.
Mm. I mean, I saw that it premiered in the UK last night. So I saw Prince William and Kate were at the premiere and it was a whole big vibe going on there. So I think it, when is it coming? Just so our listeners...
It's going to be open next Friday here. Well, and everywhere for everybody it opens next Friday. And it has been a long time sitting in the wings since COVID. You know, COVID sort of stopped it being launched. Mm. So we've been waiting a long time for this.
Very exciting. Thank you so much for all that insider information. Gail Edmonds reviewing today for us what's on the big screen. It is now that time of the day where we find out more about the small screen, and we say hello and welcome to TV Plus's Craig Falk. Hi, Craig. How are you?
Very well, thanks. And yourself?
What's happening in our small screen worlds that we're going to tune into?
So much happening. You know, Disney Plus launched on Wednesday. Huge for us because we've been waiting so long. Unfortunately, there was a few problems taking place where people couldn't view the videos. I have reached out to Disney. They haven't come back to me as yet, but I can tell you now from my experience, it was flawless. I didn't have any hassles, and I mean, I've already started binging them. So you go to Disney Plus there on the net.
Yes.
And you just sign up. It literally took me 5 minutes. They send you a code.
Does it cost money to sign up?
Yeah.
How much?
Yes, unfortunately. 119 rand a month, okay. Or 1,190 for a full year subscription.
It's similar to Netflix,
Similar. I mean, they all priced very similar. You can download the app on your devices. If you've got a smart TV and I think a DSTV Explorer, one of the new fancy decoders, you can stream through that. You add it to your DSTV account. But it is, I mean, the content is phenomenal. And the amount of stuff we're binging at the moment is staggering when you see what's on Disney alone. And then combine all of the other platforms.
Okay, cool. That's quite exciting. Thanks, Craig. That's very interesting. We've got a question here that's come back on the WhatsApp line. If you chat to Craig and have the time, please ask him when the environmental show 50/50 returns. Used to be on SABC 2. Many thanks, Val from Constantia Hills.
We're still waiting for the SABC to let us know when the new season's coming.
Okay. And here's another question. You are such a fountain of knowledge, hoping you might have an idea when we possibly could see MasterChef series. Believe it was screened in April of this year in Australia, and the British Strictly Come Dancing.
Okay, so there's nothing on the schedule yet. I know that we're two seasons behind on MasterChef Australia. We most recently saw season 12, and they've just finished airing season 14. It will come back given how popular it is, probably after the new season of The Block Australia has finished airing. And unfortunately, we get precious little info from the BBC channels, so I can't even speculate about Strictly Come Dancing.
Okay, all right. But you'll let us know the minute you know.
Absolutely.
Okay, so keep going, Craig. What else? What's on terrestrial?
Okay, so United States of L, season 2 starting tonight on Mnet. That's DSTV 101 at 7. It's a comedy series that follows a soldier who's returned from Afghanistan and he's brought his translator back. And season 2 is very important because it's focusing on the theme of post-traumatic stress disorder, which is what a lot of soldiers come back with from war and how they don't get the psychological help they actually need.
Okay.
And then there's also Strangest Things. Season 1 is starting tonight on History. That's DSTV 186 at 25 past 7. You know, it's this wonderful investigative show where experts look at these strange and curious things from around the world. You know, like we don't know that there was a scarab found in Tutankhamun's tomb that had inscriptions that were 4,000 years older than the boy king.
Wow.
And then the scarab itself is actually made out of some material that's not from Earth.
Wow, that's fascinating. So that's season 1, and it starts on Friday, the 20th of May. That's today, on the History Channel, which is channel 186, and that's at 25 past 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then there's Beyonce and Jay-Z, Power Love. It's a special that's going to be airing tomorrow, Saturday, the 21st of May, on ME. That's DSTV 115 at 10 in the evening. You know, we all know power couple Beyonce and Jay-Z. This looks at how they became this wonderful couple. They're crazy in love. They have a wonderful family life. They're very private about their family. But as business people, entrepreneurs, philanthropists, they pretty much
and billionaires.
Absolutely. And this goes inside. It comes with really hard work, and it's not for the faint of heart. I mean, the stuff they've gone through in their careers and had to, the hours they put in a week is scary, and now we're going to get an insight.
And also just the fact that they've managed to stay together in Hollywood is also another thing, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Something to be impressed about. Okay, impressed with. Continue, Craig.
Okay, so Engineering That Built the World starts on Tuesday, the 24th of May, on History at 8:15 in the evening. You know, we find out how megastructures like the Brooklyn Bridge and the Leaning Tower of Pisa were built and why they're actually so iconic today. Very interesting, especially if you're an engineering fan.
Okay, okay.
Chasing the Moon starts on Thursday, the 26th, also on History, at 6:30 in the evening. And we get an inside look at the U.S. space race to land on the moon and how they had to rush through loads of procedures and protocols, sometimes skipping over very important safety concerns to reach space before their Russian and Chinese counterparts.
Okay, fascinating. And then Killing Eve, season 3. Yes. A lot of people have been asking and waiting for that.
Absolutely.
I think you could get it if you streamed it on Amazon, but not in South Africa, right?
Yeah, unfortunately not. You're going to watch it on SABC3, which is phenomenal. You know, it's great for the channel to get these international series, especially one like Killing Eve. So season 3 starts on Thursday the 26th on SABC3. That's DSTV 193 at 9 in the evening. You know, Eve is now recovered from being shot by Villanelle, and they're both trying to basically move on with their lives. But Villanelle is bored because she's now a spy handler, an assassin handler, and she manipulates the job so that she has to travel to London and possibly bump into Eve.
Yeah, she's such a great character, that Villanelle. I mean, I remember the end of season 2, they walked away from each other on the bridge, if I remember, and then they turn back or something like that.
Yeah,
this is quite a moment. So I look forward to tuning into SABC3, Killing Eve, season 3, and that's on channel 193 at 9 o'clock on the 26th of May. Let's just jump now to Showmax and tell me what's going on there.
Okay, so I'm highlighting The Girl from Plainville. It's a true crime drama, first season. Elle Fanning plays a 17-year-old girl named Michelle Carter, who's actually on trial in this. I mean, this is a real-life story. So Michelle is on trial. A boy commits suicide, and the police investigation looks into their text messages on their phone. And it turns out they had a lot of discussions about suicide, and this boy was mentally unwell. And Michelle's now on trial for I think it's manslaughter, because she basically goaded this kid into committing suicide. It's a very serious topic.
It's heavy.
Very controversial and very real.
Okay, so that is Showmax, The Girl from Plainville. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give us, we haven't got much time, Craig, so just give us one highlight from Netflix before you say goodbye.
Who Killed Sarah? They've got seasons 1 through 3. It's a crime drama. A woman named Sarah dies mysteriously, and it sets off this complex chain reaction that has far-reaching consequences. So, you know, what happens when her brother not only discovers that her coffin is empty, but that she was part of a medical experiment called Project Medusa when she dies?
Oh, my word. Okay. So that what is that? Just tell us the name again. Who Killed Sarah? And is it new on Netflix? Is it recently?
No. The season 3 is the new one, but I mean, you can binge seasons 1, 2, and 3 to get the full story.
Well, the weekend weather is looking very binge-worthy. Thank you so much for your time today, Craig Falk from TV Plus Magazine. We appreciate it. And Pippa, we'll talk to you again next Friday.